Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Abrams. Chiti reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik fires to first and picks off Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. GT catches it and throws to second to double up McMillan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry GT is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. GT hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams bunts towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abrams moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. Abrams scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Klusowski scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hacker covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Klusowski hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chee hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Baumholtz. Adcock scores. Hatton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 2 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Schultz now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cheat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 3 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cheaty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.